welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children, and by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Mr. Shin Liu, and he is a theology student at Taiwan Adventist College and has been here for 3 years.
Yes.
So just set the stage for us. Let's go back to your first memories of maybe your spiritual education as a young child.
What's that mean? Sorry.
That means your spiritual education could be whatever religion you were exposed to as a young child. Or no religion at all, whatever.
Actually,
it was.
Actually, I'm just following like Taiwanese traditional religion.
And
like,
how say that again?
Like Taiwanese traditional religion.
Okay, like, and what is that?
It's kind of like Tao religion or
Taoism.
Taoism or close to Buddhism. Yeah. It's kind of like mixed together. Yeah.
So you were brought up in an atmosphere where you worshipped your ancestors?
Yes.
And describe for us maybe how in your home that was practiced?
Like in my family, like my dad, his family is kind of like big family. He has 7 siblings. So every year, like, even though like Dragon Ball Festival, mm-hmm. or Moon Festival and Chinese New Year, we were gathering together and we will worship like, you know, their kind of like traditional religion God.
Mm-hmm.
And we would burn the incense and we would burn the like fake money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I know. I would just follow them to do that. You know, kids like to play fires. So,
yes.
So I would like to, you know, burn the fake money. For me, it doesn't really mean anything. But I still remember when I was a kid. Like every night before I go to sleep, I would actually pray. But I didn't know who I'm praying to. You know, and also especially I'm kind of scared of like ghost mm-hmm. stuff because I watch a lot of scary movie. So I think this is kind of like my religion when I was, you know, when I was a kid. Yeah.
So were you are Taiwanese?
Yes, I'm Taiwanese.
I have been loving your country. I have been going to all different kinds of temples.
Okay.
The big gold Buddha and yes. then the Taoist, is it Wu Rin Temple?
Okay.
And I see a lot of dragons.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And do you know the meaning behind the dragons?
Actually, no. Yeah. No.
I'm still trying to find someone who knows the meaning behind these dragons. They're very ornate.
Uh-huh.
The Taoist is very, the carvings are very colorful and ornate.
Yes.
And the Buddhist is more conservative.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder, in a family where it's your ancestors are so important, how does that affect you culturally? Are there certain relatives that are more venerated than others that your parents would want you to grow up to be like?
Sorry, I don't understand the word called
venerate.
Venerate
means, for example, My grandmother was a very loving and godly woman. My parents wanted me to grow up to be like her.
Okay.
Did you have a relative that your parents held up as a particularly honorable relative?
Yes, I think so. Like, okay, before I decided to come to study theology, one of my aunt, she is she joined a group called Ciji.
Mm.
I don't know if you guys know that, but they worship in Buddhism,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of do a lot of good things all over the world. But they are from Taiwan,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my parents kind of want me to talk to her a little bit, like, before I came here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's the one, like, my parents want me to be like, you know.
Yes.
You know, and because her religion is more close to, you know, our traditional religion.
Yes.
So everything she does for them is more, it make more sense for them. So, and especially my parents didn't know really much about Christian.
So it sounds like at minimal, you were already being prompted by the Holy Spirit in a direction that you didn't even know existed.
Actually, the reason why I'm coming to church is because one of my junior high school teacher, he's my chemistry teacher,
mm-hmm.
and he is way different than other teachers because his personality is kind of like, he don't really easy to get mad to the
yes.
student. And in my class is kind of like very naughty class.
So when you talk about your school, what school were you going to?
Just regular public school in Taiwan.
Okay.
Yeah, just regular junior high school. And I didn't know, I know he's vegetarian,
mm-hmm.
and I know he's a very nice teacher. So before I graduate, I just know, oh, he is Christian.
Okay.
And he's, so I kind of like really like, I feel like he's very cool teacher because I just don't know, like, I really want to keep in touch with him,
mm-hmm.
even though I graduate. So every year, if it's his birthday, I would just take him out to eat, and
mm-hmm.
my birthday, he would just take me out to eat. And at that time, I was just 15 years old, but I already got the part-time job, so mm-hmm. I can afford that a little
yes.
bit. You know? So we are kind of like building another level relationship, like
mm-hmm.
not just teacher and student. We are kind of like brothers
yes.
together. And after 3 years, I'm almost finished my high school,
mm-hmm.
and I told him, like, on his birthday, we are eating in a restaurant, and I told him, like, I really want to improve my English. And before that, he shared about his testimony
okay.
a little bit, but I wasn't really listening because I know it's about religion.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I wasn't really interested about any religion. I was just thinking, you know, it wasn't really important for me. And but after I say, you know, I want to improve my English, he introduced me to go the international church
mm-hmm.
In Taiwan Adventist Hospital. And that hospital, his church just right beside the hospital. So he told me, you know, to go there, and there's a lot of foreigner over there. You can practice your English with
mm-hmm.
them. So he told me, you know, we go there every Saturday. So I start to go there the next week, he told me, like, the next week, yeah. So I started to go to church till now.
That's such a good testament to, you know, you walk the talk. You first saw how he lived his life.
Yes.
And then as the relationship developed, you
yes.
wanted to learn more. Why
yes.
are you the way you are?
Yeah.
How can you be patient with all these
yeah.
rambunctious students and still you seem to like us?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great testament. So now you're finished high school and you are studying. And tell me about your born-again experience. So you're going to tell me about when you decided to become a baptized, born-again Christian.
Okay. I go to church. I started to go to church on 2010,
mm-hmm.
On February 27. And the first year, I wasn't really into the church, like, service.
You just were
I would just go there and, you know,
to practice your English.
To practice my English. And the food is very good over there, even though it's vegetarian. And but at that time, one girl, she used to come to that church,
mm-hmm.
the Seventh-day Adventist International Church, over there. But she went to another church in worshiping Sunday.
Mm.
It's not far from our church, and
so she was going to church both days.
No, actually, she only go to that Sunday church, but she used to come to the
Saturday church.
And she I don't know why that day she come here again, and she invite a lot of young people because it's very close to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
She want to invite all the young people to go to their church's Christmas program.
Mm-hmm.
And I go there with her and with a bunch of church members, and I saw over that church the song is different,
mm-hmm.
the worship is different, and they are more active,
mm-hmm.
and they have a lot of young people. Like, they have 2,000 members over mm-hmm. that church. It's way bigger than our church, and the activity is more interesting mm-hmm. for me at that time. And they do a lots of drama mm-hmm. during the service, but they didn't talk about much of Bible.
Mm.
They would just sing a song for more than half hour, mm-hmm. and they do a drama, and then the pastor will come and share about a little bit about his life and talk a little bit about Bible, and that's just it. And most of the time we will stay with a group because that is a very large church, mm-hmm. so we always stay with a group, and everyone is very close to everyone in the group,
mm-hmm.
so it kind of like got me into that. And I kind of go to both church
mm-hmm.
at that time, about 3 months. So I sat Saturday. So every weekend I'm so busy. Like, I go to the church on Saturday, and then Sunday I go to the other church. And I remember this one day, that Sunday was the pastor's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons I really liked that church at that time, because I was really into fashion. Like, I really care about what I'm wearing. I really care about all the fashion information. And that church, they tell all the young people, say, Jesus fashion, you guys should wear the branding stuff. Like, mm-hmm. you guys should buy the very expensive clothes. Like, you guys should looking good, you know, like. And even though even the pastor, he dyed his hair in the purple and green, mm-hmm. and he wear the orange suit, like he's looking fashion, mm-hmm. you know. So that's why that church have lots of young people, and that church have lots of like very famous people, like mm-hmm. Like all the singer and TV star and movie star. They like, if they are Christian, most of them are going there. So they really, that's why young people like to go there, mm-hmm. to see all the stars.
Yes.
And on the birthday, on the pastor's birthday, he just go on the stage and thanks all the, elders and deacon or church member who give him the gift.
Mm-hmm.
And he was showing off what he got. Like a Louis Vuitton bag or,
wow.
Something very very expensive. And at that time, I was thinking, wow, he's a pastor. And,
yeah.
And people give offering every Sunday, but where is the money go?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can tell, all the setup is very professional. It's like a concert,
mm-hmm.
and the church is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
This church is so rich. But I kind of lost the meaning for
mm-hmm.
Christian and the church. And is the pastor just doing a job making lots of money or what?
Yes.
I have lots of questions in my mind. Although everything is very good over there, but there's one thing I always cannot accept is they speak in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
They pray in the tongue. I can't understand. I don't know how to do that. They try to kind of like a little bit forced me to learn mm-hmm. how to do that. They say, this is a gift from God. You should mm-hmm. learn it. And they're trying to teach me how to pray in the town, but I don't know. I can only fake it. I only can fake it. Like, I would just do it in front of them, but I can't do it when I only by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even touch by that. So I at that time, I have lots of questions. And like what I just mentioned, like we always stay in a group with a group, and we have a group leader. She knows I go to different churches.
Mm-hmm.
Like on Saturday, I go to the other churches. I go to a Seventh-day Adventist church. So she kind of, after 3 months, she kind of keep telling me, say, you know, God won't like, you know, his church member to go to different churches. You mm-hmm. have to, she didn't tell me you have to go come to our church. She just tell me you have to make a decision mm-hmm. Which church you should, you know, go. So I say, okay, I will give you answer tonight. I tell her, like, I will give her answer tonight. So I start to question myself, like, both church, I have lots of friends in both church, and I really love the Saturday church and Sunday church.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though the worship is so different, on Saturday I can feel peaceful. On Sunday, I can feel the happiness
mm-hmm.
because the worship is so active mm-hmm. and the young people like it. But I always feel like that after church on Sunday, I feel the loneliness.
Mm.
I feel I'm so empty after the Sunday worship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. And I start to feel like I cannot be happier if I'm by myself. I have to go to the church, the Sunday church, to find the, you know, the way can make me happy. But I started thinking, this is not right. You know, why I have to go to somewhere to find, you know, to make me happy, but I can't do that by mm-hmm. my own, you know. And I feel like this is kind of like drug. You kind mm-hmm. of addicted to it. So, and my the teacher who brought me to the church, he know I go into I'm going to different churches, but he didn't say anything. He just, you know, he say he pray for me. He mm-hmm. say, you know, the Sunday church is church, the Saturday church is church, but you know, if you can. Either way, if you can go there and read Bible, then it's good. But I can feel he kind of really don't want me to go to Sunday church, but he don't want to force me to make a decision. He said, this is your own decision. You know, God will lead you to the right way. Maybe the Sunday church is more, you know, comfortable for you, then you go there. You know, at this you start to reading Bible. He just tell me that. And so at that night, I'm, you know, I just keep telling myself, and I start really praying, and I pray to God, you know, why is so different between this church? Like, you only give one Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Why this church don't read the Old Testament, and they start to force me to make a decision, but this church is kind of too boring for me. But they didn't force me to make any decision. So I pray, and God give me. I remember, like, in my mind, this one people showed up. She is the Chinese church pastor's wife. It's my teacher's church, the one right beside my church, and both churches are Saturday church, and like I saw her in my mind, and so I'm think, you know, I'm thinking she's the right, she's the one I should go to talk to, and then I call her like right away. Her husband's last name is Ke, so I said, Mrs. Ke, can I do a Bible study with you? And she say, oh yeah, and when? I say, I want to do it right away, like next week on Saturday morning. She said, yeah, okay. Then she will prepare and waiting for me. And so I start to do the Bible study with her. And at that night, I tell our group leader in Sunday church, say, you know, I decided to do a Bible study with the pastor's wife in Saturday church, but if your church have any activity, I would love to go if you invite me. And she just said yes, and she hand on the phone, and she never invited me again. So I said, yeah, okay, if you don't invite me, I won't go by myself, you know, mm-hmm. because it's awkward, you know. So I decide now, you know, I just go to the Saturday church and study with the Mrs. Ke. And then I got baptized after half year.
Amen. I have to ask one last question, and we've already used up our time. But
sorry.
When you think about your experience, and you think about, it's not long until you will be a pastor.
Yes.
Will you incorporate a more, I mean, I've been teaching all week long about using all more different approaches than just lecturing. I was telling these pastors, when you preach a sermon, you are lecturing. You're just lecturing. Can you make it more interactive? Can you make it more with pictures, or can you make it with more music? So it's not all bad using all of these different
yes.
things. Do you think that it will help improve how you, when you have your own church, how you will minister to the young people? Have you thought about that? God has all these experiences that
yes.
God has led you through.
Yes.
Is providing a way for you to improve upon your ministry someday.
Yes. Yes. I'm kind of really into, if I'm a pastor in the church, I will do the cell group, like the mm-hmm. small group, maybe in a church member's house or in my house,
mm-hmm.
because before people come to church, I want them to feel like, you know, this is home.
They belong.
You know, this is where they belong to. So I will brought them to my house and let them feel like, you know, you guys are my family member. You know, we are family. And when they come to church, they will feel like, you know, all the family members here, this is where I should go.
Amen. So. What a way to end. You know, it started with a teacher that was bringing you in as, you know, as a brother. And someday you will be, and you probably already are. We've just run out of time on this show.
Yes.
But thank you so much for spending
yes.
this time with us. I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.